It appears our premiere is following the playbook of Donald Trump and George Santos. That is, to say whatever jumps into your head if you think you could please or rile either side of the political spectrum. What Premier Smith calls imprecise language, I call lies, an old-fashioned term rarely used these days. It's no surprise she has had to backtrack on so many of her statements in her short reign. That is how the game is played. I hope the public is not fooled by her latest vote-buying scheme, affordability payments. Doling out a few hundred bucks will not solve anything in the long run. Ralph Klein did the same thing back in his day with $100 Ralph Bucks, while he was closing down hospitals. And really, if you make $180,000 per year, is $600 going to make you jump for joy and vote UCP? Not surprisingly, the bribe ends just after the election. I do agree with the allocation of millions to the food banks. Without better leadership and policies, more Albertans will need food banks when her handouts end. It is very interesting to read what a wild Danielle Smith at Elect Danielle wrote on her Twitter account on October 25, 2014. Blatant use of tax dollars to buy votes and a premier who doesn't tell the truth. Same old PCs. I guess she couldn't beat them, so she joined them. So, besides lying, imprecise language, we have hypocrisy. What more can we expect from her? I will take my $600 and donate it to the NDP, the best hope for a better Alberta moving forward. Alex Baradoy, Red Deer County.